The Mystery of the Lost Lenore, Part 29. The Humbunga River, according to Hart's Encyclopedia of Rivers, Streams, and Creeks, the 1904 edition of which I hold in my hand, as I sit here comfortably ensconced once again in the bosom of my beloved Amphitheatrosis Club, is a minor, slow-moving, and inconsequential waterway that meanders through the region of the Lesser Hills, directly west of the port city of Zuleika. To which I reply, poppycock. The Humbunga may have seemed minor, slow-moving, and inconsequential when Mr. Ernest Radford Hart was sitting pen in hand at his lovely roll-top desk, writing about it, but when one is actually confronted with the prospect of crossing it on camelback, it seems no such thing. Normally, I had been led to believe, one crossed the Humbunga by ferry. In fact, the entire reason for our following the particular course we had taken through the Lesser Hills had been to arrive at this very place where there was a ferry. Usually, it had been said, I won't say by whom, there is nothing to be gained by the pointing of fingers, there was a small boat, allegedly operated by an even smaller boatman. This diminutive gentleman ferried, hence the name, people and animals across the slow-moving waters of the Humbunga to the other side for a smallish fee. I had even been told the amount, 70 cats, approximately 35.5 cents Canadian, each. That was the supposed price. Sadly, when we arrived at the spot, it was not possible to be ferried across at any cost. It seems that our information concerning the operation of the ferry was somewhat out of date. Rather a long time out of date. The ferryman himself had been dead for over 10 years, and the ferry itself had not operated for over 17. This may go some way to explaining the cheapness of the passage. The entire expedition, Roger, Alvy, Hobie, Mr. Freddy Benez III, the camels, and myself, was therefore left standing on the banks of what seemed to me, at least, a fairly wide and swiftly moving body of water with absolutely no way to get across it. The rest of the group did not warm to my suggestion of packing the whole thing in and returning home. Roger, Alvy, and Hobie all seemed bent on finding this damn lost city. Freddy B. and the camels did not voice their opinions. The others took this as mute assent, but I had my doubts. I saw no enthusiasm in their eyes. There are few animals, with the exceptions of ducks and otters and such like, who enjoy crossing bodies of water for no real reason. Most species on the earth will swim if they are compelled to, for their survival. But all right-thinking beasts shun the water. They know that rivers are hostile environments to the non-piscine amongst us, and that drowning is, contrary to popular mythology, not a good way to go. But there was no dissuading them, and so we made ready to cross. Hobie, having produced a long coil of rope and a plan, took charge of the operation. The whole thing seemed doomed to failure to me. I wasn't wrong.